we find several Chazal that show us a difference between Purim and the rest of the year in a number of ways. One Chazal states, Kol Sifrei Tanach Asidim Libotel Chutz Mimegilas Esther. The Rambam tells us that all Svarim of the Tanakh will eventually be not used, except for Megillas Esther. And that's what it says, all Svarim of Tanakh. What that means, it could mean that it's not, it won't be used as much as the Megillas Esther. But the fact is, the Megillas Esther has some distinction over other Sifrei Tanakh. I think we once spoke about this in past years, so if we have time, I will share with you what the Pachad Yitzchak says in Inyan Hay, but I believe we've discussed it, so I'm going to leave it to the end if there's time. So what I want to focus on is something that I don't think we've discussed, and that is a similar chazal, which has to do not with the Sifrei Tanakh and Megillas Esther, but rather with the Moyadim, with the holidays that we have during the year. And I'd like to tell you what Rav Huttner Zitzel says on this, and Inyan Lamed Dalet in the Sefer, and also from what I heard, Yubadal Ben Chaim L'Chaim, from Rav Schlesinger in his shir this past Thursday night. We'll begin with Rav Huttner Zitzel. So Chazal say, there's a machlokas, Rav Schlesinger pointed out that it's not everyone agrees to this, but we find this machlokas in the Yalkut in Mishlei. But according to one opinion, kol hamoyadim asidim libotel, all the Yom Tovim will, when Mashiach comes, will become botel. Chutz mipurim, Chazal say, vimei hapurim einam betelim loilom. The days of Purim will not be bottled forever. And the Meforshim tried to understand what's so special about Purim that Purim will not be bottled. So let me begin with what Rav Huttner says. Rav Huttner says a very beautiful mashal to explain this. He says it's a mashal of two people, and their job, they were given a job that they have to recognize people at night. So one of them took a flashlight, or in olden times a candle, and he would go to the person's face, and he would shine the candle or the light, and he would be able to see what the person looked like. The second person didn't have a flashlight, he didn't have a candle, but he had this job to recognize people at night, so he trained himself to pick up on the voice of the people. And he would be able to know which person was standing there, not by seeing their face, but by hearing their sound. So it is clear that which one is able to recognize the people clearer, that is the person who has the light. That's for sure. Because if something that you see is a much more a powerful method of identification than something which you hear. You might mix up two people that sound the same. But the second one, who is recognizing the people by hearing, has an advantage over the first one. What is his advantage? The advantage is that he has gained a new dimension of recognizing the person. For example, in the daytime, when you could see everyone, so the person who was using a flashlight or a candle, Chazal have a lashon, shraga betia ramayahani. A candle in broad daylight, what does a candle do? Nothing. Nobody uses a candle when it's broad daylight outside. So he's going to put out, he's going to extinguish his candle, he's going to put out the flashlight. The other person who always recognized people by their sound of their voice, so even when even when there's bright sunlight and the all the lights are extinguished, he has gained, for example, let's say he shuts his eyes, right? And people start speaking, he'll be able to identify which person is which, because he has trained himself in a new way to figure out who the people are. So this is a mashal for Purim versus all the other Yom Tovim. Rav Huttner explains, for example, when you have two adors, you have an extra ador, other sheni. So when do you read the Megillah? You don't read it in Adar Aleph. You read it in Adar Sheni. What is the reason why you read it in Adar Sheni? Because you want to connect Geula to Geula. Nisan, the next month, is going to be the Geula of Mitzrayim, Pesach. And this month was the salvation from, the redemption from Achashverosh, from Haman. So therefore, we want to connect the two Geulos together. So Rav Huttner says, just like we all realize that Yetzias Mitzrayim has Anoichi, I Hashem, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that's the Aseres HaDibros, I am Hashem who brought you, you saw what I did, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Purim also has an Anoichi. We also recognize Hashem. What's Purim's Anoichi? Purim's Anoichi is Anoichi Haster Aster. As Panai, the Gemara says, Esther min haTorah minayin. Where do we have a hint for Esther in the Torah? Shenemar anoichi haster aster, that I will hide myself. So what is this coming to tell us? So Rav Huttner explains, there are two ways that Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, recognizes anoichi, recognizes I am Hashem. One is through Geulas Mitzrayim, and the other is through the Geula of Purim. But they're different. The recognition that Klal Yisrael had of the Anoichi of Metzias Mitzrayim, that's like a person who recognizes his friend with a flashlight, with a candle. But the recognition that Klal Yisrael has of the Anoichi of Hashem through the Geula of Esther, Anoichi Haster Aster, that's like the person who trained himself to be able to recognize his friend even without seeing his friend. In other words, Geulas Mitzrayim was revealed, Nes Nigla. Everyone knows the basic difference between Mitzrayim and Purim, between Yetzias Mitzrayim, between Pesach and Purim, is Pesach is Nisim Gluyim. The Eser Makos, the Kriyas Yamsov, these were all revealed Nisim. It wasn't a hidden thing. Everyone saw that this is supernatural. However, by Purim, there, someone who is not careful, he might miss the whole thing. He might, only if you look at all the events that happened in the Megillah. Hashem's name is not openly revealed in the Megillah. When it says HaMelech, we have a tradition that refers to Hashem. But that's only referring to Hashem in a hidden way. If you go through all the events that happened, Bixen v'Seresh and Vashti and Esther, and you put everything together, so finally you see, oh, there was a guiding hand that was leading throughout this whole story, which is Hashem. So therefore, Mitzrayim, that's a light. Purim, it's in the darkness. But we trained ourselves to see the hand of Hashem in the darkness. That's like the person who recognizes his friend not through a light, but through hearing. So now, when the sun comes up, what does that refer to? When Mashiach comes. It says the light that we will have by Mashiach will be 70 times as great as the light of the sun. There'll be, in other words, what it says, we will keep Pesach, but Pesach compared to Mashiach will be like a candle in broad daylight. You extinguish it. It won't have the same meaning. So it'll be, the Rav Huttner says, Yizbatlu b'derech memela. All the Yom Tovim, which are Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, they're to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, when that big sun comes of Mashiach, so they're not gonna use them anymore. There's no use for a candle when it's broad daylight. However, Purim, which was seeing Hashem even when it's hidden, so that stays on even when we'll have the big light. Like the person who recognizes his friend through the voice, even in broad daylight, but he was able to recognize his friend not through light, but through the sound of the voice. So we trained ourselves in the Golus of Shushan Abira, we trained ourselves to recognize Hashem even when there's no light. So that's what it means. All the Yom Tovim will be bottled, they'll be like a candle in broad daylight. The exception is Purim, because Purim has nothing to do with light. Purim has to do with a new way to see Hashem, even in the darkness. As the Pasuk says, Ki Eshev b'choshech, when I sit in darkness, Hashem orli, Hashem is still visible to me, it's light. Why? Because I was able to train myself in the darkness of Haman, in the darkness of Purim, I was able to train myself to see Hashem. That ability will remain even in, when the big light of Mashiach comes. That's how Rav Huttner understands this Maimer Chazal.
Where did that pasuk?
Ki Eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. That is a pasuk in Micha Perig Zion pasuk Ches. Okay, now let's go to how Rav Schlesinger approached the same Maimer Chazal. So first of all, he brought an interesting thing that the, in the Siddur, which is called Oitzer HaTfilos, there it says it doesn't mean that all the Yom Tovim will be bottled, but only the Yom Tovim that are written in Megillas Tainus. There's a certain Megillah called the Megillas Tainus, and in that Megillah, many minor holidays, minor fast days that we don't keep anymore, they were done for certain happenings that Hashem helped Klal Yisrael, but they never became Yom Tovim like Purim did. So that's what the Sefer, the Siddur, Oitzer HaTfilos says, all the Yom Tovim that are written in that Megillas Tainus will become bottled. The only one that will remain is Purim. However, Rav Schlesinger said that it would seem that this is not a correct pshat. Why? Because the Chazal, and this is something that I didn't know till I heard this year, and Rav Huttner doesn't mention it either. And I don't know how Rav Huttner's pshat would answer this part. There's a second yontiv that's not going to become batal, and that's Yom Kippur. We've had already a few times that Yom Kippurim, that Purim and Yom Kippurim, they have share something in common. There's all kinds of different pshat, and what do they share in common? But Chazal say, the Pasuk says, V'hoysa zois lachem l'chukas oilam, that Yom Kippur will be for you for a chok forever. That means that Yom Kippur will never become batal. So this is the Yalkut in Mishlei. Rab Lozer says, Af Yom HaKippurim lo yivatal oilam. How do we know that Purim will not become batal? Because the Pasuk says that Yemei HaPurim lo yavru, in the Megillah, Yemei HaPurim lo yavru mitoich HaYehudim, v'zichram lo yosef mizarim, that the Purim will never go away from the Jews, and the remembrance of Purim will never be lost from their children. So Purim is eternal. What else is eternal? Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur, v'hoysa zois lachem, l'chukas oilam, that remains forever as well. So now we have to understand, number one, why specifically Purim and Yom Kippur will never be batal. And then we have that famous question, what's the comparison between Purim and Yom Kippurim, which the Gra tells us that Purim and Yom Kippurim are the same. To us, it sounds like that they are diametrically opposed. Yom Kippur is a day of five inuyim. We have to abstain. Today is Tainus Esther. We feel we could remember the fast of Yom Kippur. We're fasting right now. It's and then tonight Purim is Lahud Moshe Arav V'Simcha V'Yav Mishta V'Simcha. We indulge. It's just the opposite. There's a mitzvah. Not only the main suit is tomorrow night, but even tonight a person's supposed to have. You're supposed to light candles. Supposed to have. I think I read that. Yeah. You're supposed to put white tablecloths. You're supposed to have a little suda, not the big suda like the morning. But it's also so we go from Yom Kippur, which is abstention, five different things, and we compare it to Purim, which seems to be just the opposite, and yet we say they have a link together. So the link that Rav Schlesinger wanted to establish is the following. And he based it on a Rambam, which I remember saying in previous Shurim. The Rambam in Hilchus Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, says the following. We know that there are many mitzvahs on Purim. There's the Suda, there is Megillah reading, there's Mishloach Manos, and there's Matanis Lev Yoinim. Says the Rambam, which one of these, let's put aside the Megillah, let's take the other three. Suda, Matanis Lev Yoinim, Shloach Manos. Which one of this is the best? Is the one that a person should concentrate on the most. Says the Rambam. Mutav, so we have here an answer, Suda. That's not what the Rambam says. Mutav la'adam, laharbois v'matonais avyoinim, milaharbis v'sudosayu v'shlachmonas areyu. A person should give, and this year Rav Schlesinger, and that's why we had a conflict. Usually we have the shir on Wednesday. Hashem made it that we should give the shir on Monday, because maybe we're doing it before Purim, that people have a chance to get the zchus of what this Rambam says. The Rambam says the biggest mitzvah you could do on Purim is to give matanis to the Avyayinim. And this year, where many people are out of work, there hasn't been so many people out of work in 26 years, the papers tell us. So, says the Rambam, She'ein sham simcha gedoyla mufora. There is no greater simcha to Hashem. L'sameach lev aniyim. I think here the Rambam means even to a person himself. There's no greater joy. L'sameach lev aniyim v'yisoyimim. V'almonos v'gerim. To help poor people, orphans, widows, and gerim. Shehamesameach lev u'mlolim o'elu. A person who helps these downtrodden people. Doim el l'shchina. That person is compared to Hashem. Shenemar, how do I know? The pasuk says, "Lahachiyos ruach shvalim," to give life to the people who are of depressed spirit. Ulahachiyos, and to give life to lev nitkoyim, to those who are hit with different problems, to give to their heart to give life. So Rav Schlesinger pointed out, sometimes you'll find on posters. A Rebbe is coming to town. This Rebbe is Dome Lemalach Hashem Tzvakos. He is nothing less than an angel himself. In fact, the Gemara says that you should only learn Torah from someone who's like an angel. So they give him this appellation. But imagine if you saw a sign, this Rebbe, he's so great that he's Dome L'shchina. A Malach is not enough. He is like Hashem himself. So we don't find such a sign. If we would, he said, there'd be a fight amongst different Hasidim. My Rebbe is the one who's Daimel Shchina, not yours. The other one would say, no, mine is the one Daimel Shchina. But we don't find that title. Maybe he's like a Malach, but Hashem. And yet here the Rambam says, you don't have to be a Rebbe. You don't have to be a great Rosh Hashiva. Every person who does their utmost to help Aniyim, to give matanis l'avyoinim, that person gets a title, Daima l'shchina. He could be a regular, plain person. But if he did this mitzvah, because Hashem gives life to the aniyim, and you yourself are giving life to the aniyim as well. Now, he said a very interesting thing. The Magid, he quoted from the Kesef Mishnah, I think he might have made a mistake. I'm not sure. I didn't check with him, but I think it's from the Magid Mishnah. That's the way it looks like in my Rambam, a different Mefarish. But the Sefer always tries to find what's the source of the Rambam. Gemara and Bavli, Rishalmi, Tosefta, Sifri, whatever, a source. The Rambam doesn't give his sources usually. Here, what is the source of the Rambam, says the Magid Mishnah, four words. Divrei Rabbeinu Re'uyin Elov. The words of our master, the Rambam, are appropriate for him. So Rav Schlesinger explained that apparently there is no source. The Rambam himself is the source. Otherwise, the Sefer Magid Mishnah would have said, look in this and this Gemara, and you'll see that that's the source of the Rambam. Here, the Magid Mishnah doesn't say that. The Magid Mishnah says, these words are proper for the Rambam, meaning because the Rambam had such a heart. His heart was so large that he encompassed in his heart the love of all of Klal Yisrael. He felt the pain and the anguish of all Jews who were suffering. So the Rambam himself is the source of this halacha. The Rambam quotes a pasuk to get his to show that Hashem does the same thing. And we know you have a daimaloi, a person. That's why the Rambam says daimal ishchina, because the Gemara says mahu rachum afatate rachum. He Hashem is merciful. You should be merciful. Hashem gives clothing to the people. You should give clothing to people who don't have clothing. Hashem is mevaker chayla. You should be mevaker chayla. So if you do it, you're daimet to Hashem. Have a daimaloi. That's what Chazal say. So if you do it, you in fact are like Hashem. So now, based on this Rambam, we're going to come back to this Rambam in a little while to figure out why was Purim Zocha to this special bracha that a person on Purim can do acts that are doma to Hashem himself. On Purim, in the morning, the Shamas, the Gabbai in the Shul calls out, everybody should have kavana with the Shechianu, to be yotzei the mitzvahs of the day, which are the Megillah, the Suda, Shalach Manas, Matanas of Yainim. If we would just have the mitzvah of Megillah, we might not say a Shechianu, because we just said Shechianu last night. Tonight, when we're going to read the Megillah, we're going to say Shechianu. But we have all these other mitzvahs as well. We say Shechianu. So Rav Schlesinger pointed out that this is maybe one of the only times that we make a Shechianu on a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveroi. Usually a Shechianu is on Tkia Shofar, on Achilas Matzah. We make a Sviras Omer Shechianu, the Netilas Lulav. We do a mitzvah, but bein Adam l'amakom. But here it's bein Adam l'chaveroi, man to man. You're helping an Ani. And on that we say the Shechianu goes. How do we understand this? The Maral gives us the key. In the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, Perik Nun Gimel. And he explains, why is it Yom Kippur and Purim will never be batal? And he says, you know why? Because Purim and Yom Kippur have to do with Tchiyah, with the Zman of Tchiyas HaMesim. It's giving life to death. What does that mean? Yom Kippur, when a person has sinned, we find a relationship between sin and death. When a person, it says in the Torah, "Bacharto b'chayim," choose life. If a person chasrom does an avera, he is pulling himself away from the source of life. So, in a certain way, that's death. What does Hashem give us on Yom Kippur? Even if a person had a gzeira chasrom that he should die, but if he does tshuva, and he would die because of his averas, let's say, but if he does tshuva, he gets a new lease on life. He has, so to speak, tchiyas hamesim. Rav Schlesinger pointed out that the Michtav Melio, Rav Elio Dessler, in Chelek Hay, brings a shalah in his sitter, who says an interesting thing. During the Aseres Mei Tshuva, in the bracha, which is called Gevurois, at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Ato Gibor, we speak about rain. We speak about Hashem being able to be Mechaye Mesim, resurrection of the dead, and then we end after Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechaye Mesim. In there, we say, Micha Moicha Ova Rachamim, Zoicher Yitzurov L'chaim Barachim. Who's like you, Hashem, that you remember us for life? What does remembering us for life with mercy have to do with Tchiyas HaMesim? So the Shalom answers, Because when a person does it, the same idea. When a person does an avera, that's cutting himself off from life. That's death. When he does tshuva, he so to speak, has tchiyas hamesim. He gets a new lease on life. He becomes beri yechadosh. He becomes like a new person. So that in the bracha of tchiyas hamesim, it's proper to say, Micha Moicha Avarachimim, through mercy, you accepted our tshuva, and Zoicher Yitzur V'Lachayim, you said for the next year, the person will have life again. That's not just giving life, that's Tchiyas HaMeisim. The person perhaps deserved to die because of his chatoim, and through tshuva and through your mercy, Hashem, by accepting the tshuva, you gave him a new lease on life. That's why it's in the bracha of Mechayim HaMeisim. That's Yom Kippur. Purim is the same thing. Purim is lahashmid, laharoy, gula abed, es kol ha-yehudim. What was Haman's decree against the Jewish people? To destroy the final solution, what Hitler, Yimach Shemoy, and today I was thinking of this word, so I was thinking, we have today Amarijan, I never know how to pronounce his name, but he's the modern day Haman in Iran, in Persia. When we think of it, it's mamish the story of Purim all over today in the papers that Iran today has the ability of making a nuclear bomb. It's not they're going to be able to. They already have the ability. And they've said they want to destroy Chas V'Shalom, the state of Israel, the whole land of Israel. So it's unbelievable. We have to think on Purim what I saw Rav Hutner says a small vort. It says, Yoim Nakam Belibi. Hashem says, there will come a day when I will take revenge of the enemies, but I have it in my heart. And the Chazal say on this, Liba Lepumya Legalya. What Hashem has in his heart, he didn't reveal in his mouth. In other words, he never told us when this day will come, but there will be a day of reckoning for all those who have, all the anti-Semites against the Jewish people. It's hidden. But on the day of Purim, when Klal Yisrael, it says in the Megillah, we took Nekama of our Goyim, so of the nation of that wanted to destroy us, so then the secret gets revealed. Hashem joins us to take Nekama of the Goyim on Purim. That's the one day a year, and that could be the reason why we are allowed to drink a little more than usual, so that certain things that we have inside of us, we might say, become revealed on our tongue. On this day is Libo Lepumya Galya. What Hashem has in his heart that he will take revenge, it becomes revealed. He joins the Jews. This is the one day where it says the Jews took Nekama from the Goyim. I just read in the Hamodia on the train coming in, just caught my eye, a survivor of the camp said, they asked him, what made you keep going? He said, I had a training for my father, and he said, to take revenge. That I would live for the day that I could take revenge. So Purim, there's a day of reckoning. But back to where we're going. Purim, there was Lahashmid, Laharig, Laabedis, Kol Yudim. There was a gzeira. It wasn't maybe, but there was a gzeira on the Jews. They should be destroyed. The only thing, there was a question, is it in blood or is it in tit? Is it in clay? If it's in blood, it's irrevocable. It would have happened. Luckily for us, it was not in blood. It says, Mordechai asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is this blood or clay? He answered, it's in clay. Clay is revocable. So the Jews did tshuva. That's why we have the 3 days of the Tainus Esther is not what Esther fasted 3 days, but before they went into battle, Klal Yisrael did tshuva. Tshuva is part of the whole scenario of Purim. There's a fascinating story which I saw on. It's given out on an email. Halacha Yomis. He brings down a story of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. We know that on Purim, anybody who stretches out their hand, you're supposed to give them. So you don't ask questions. The person deserves it. He doesn't deserve it. Rav Hutner says this is not only physically, but spiritually. On Purim, you're allowed to ask from Hashem madregos in Yiddishkeit that you don't really deserve. They're above you. Hashem doesn't ask. You want it? I'll give it to you. On Purim's a day, any request that we have of Hashem, we get. For gashmiest things, ruchniest things. So anyway, a man. There was a lineup by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He was giving money to every person. So a person took, and then people noticed that he went to the back of the line, and he's coming for doubles. So they said to him, "Hey, you got it ready? You know, like there's no doubles here." So Reb Chaim Volozhiner realized, and he said, "Don't worry." He came back again. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right before he gave him a second time. He said, tell me a Dvar Torah. So the man said, okay, I'll tell you a Dvar Torah. Where is the remez in the Megillah that the Gzeir of Haman was not in blood, which Hashem agreed to, but it was only in clay, and therefore through tshuva the Bnei Yisrael were able to destroy that gzera. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, I don't know. The great Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So he said, I'll tell you, it's in the word la'abdom that Haman made with, and Achshverosh agreed, it says in the Megillah the word la'abdom, to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. If you make the word la'abdom into two words, you have loy, lamed aleph, bidam. It was not in blood. So it's an unbelievable remez that it was not in blood, and therefore we could revoke it. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner was so amazed with this vort that he went to tell his Rebbe, the Vilner Goyen. So the Vilner Goyen, when he heard the vort, he said, the man who told you that vort was Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? In other words, so this teaches you that if somebody comes twice, first of all, give everybody, you never know who you're giving, and even if he comes twice, give him a second time. It might be worth it. You had, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Vilner Goyen told him, you had revelation of Eliyahu HaNavi, which we call Gilui Eliyahu. Anyway, back to Rav Schlesinger's thought here, which is based on the Maral. The Maral says that Lahashmid Lahargal Abed, we were supposed to get destroyed. And there was a gzeira that we were going to totally final solution of the Jewish people to destroy us. And we were able to destroy that gzeira. So that's Chiyas HaMesim. That's we're like considered dead, and Hashem gave us back to life. Says the Maral, a beautiful pshat. So all the Moyadim are going to be bought the loss of Lavoi, but two Moyadim will not. You know which two? At the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, when all other Moyadim will be destroyed, the two Moyadim whose definition of these Moyadim are Tchiyas HaMesim. That's what they're all about. Yom Kippur, we explain this Tchiyas HaMesim from a person's chatoim. And Purim was a physical annihilation of the Jewish people. We had Tchiyas HaMesim. So in the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, the two Yom Tovim, where there won't be any loss of those Yom Tovim, are those two that the very essence of these two Yom Tovim is Tchiyas HaMesim. And Rav Schlesinger said that B'emes, we have in Tillim, we have a few places where this is Merumas. We all know that Esther, when she sacrificed herself to go to Achashverosh, she said, Kasher Avadati Avadati, and in she said a perek of Tillim, perek Chof Beis, Lamnatseyach Alayalas HaShachar, Keli Keli Lama Azavtani. She said to Hashem, why did you forsake me, Hashem? The whole capital there is Esther speaking, saying the Tillim. The last pasuk of that perek is, Yavoyu v'yagidu tzidkosai la'am noilat ki osa. We should say the tzedek of Hashem, that he gave birth to a people. What does it mean he gave birth to a people? The answer is, because the way the Maral explained, Purim, the whole idea of Purim is Tchiyas HaMesim. It's like the Jewish people were created once again. And Rav Schlesinger said that Be'emes, even though the Maral doesn't mention it, it seems to be an often a medrash that says this, medrash shoicher toiv, on Tehillim, 80 chapters further, not perik chof beis, but kuf beis. Tvila lo'oni kiyatoiv lufnei Hashem yishbach sichoi. If you look in that perik, it says, tikosev zois l'dor achroin, va'am nivra yahalel ka. A nation that was created will give praise to Hashem. So the Medrash over there asks, what nation? We know there's 70 nations. There's the Klal Yisrael and 70 nations. There's no new nation that's created after the 70 nations. So what do you mean, Am Nivra? So we have a Machlokas in the Medrash. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon says this refers to the door of Mordechai v'Esther. That the door of Mordechai v'Esther, they deserve to be destroyed, but Hashem gave them like Tchiyas HaMesim, so they were Am Nivra. There was like a new nation being created. The Chachamim say, no, it's not referring to Mordechai v'Esther, Purim, but rather it's referring to those generations who did Chatoim, and they deserve to be destroyed, and they did Tshuva, and Hashem said, okay, I take you back. They are considered the Am Nivra. They are the Beri Chadasha. So exactly what the Maral says is written in the Medrash Shari Chataif, that Purim and Yom Kippurim, that's the link between Purim and Yom Kippurim. The link is one is full of merry making, Mishnah V'Simcha, and one is the five Inuyim that we have. But the link between them is that they're times of Tchiya, Tchiya Samesim. And therefore, it fits into the Pasuk and Tehillim, Am Nivra Yahalalka. Now he said, Pshat, there's a very strange Gemara in Masechta Megillah, which we'll say over quickly, and the Gemara says that there was Rab and Rab Zera, and they said, let's have the Sudas Purim together. So, fine. So they drank. You're supposed to drink. So they drank, and what happened was, Rab got up, and he shechted Rab Zera. He killed him. There was no Levaya made. Why? The next day, by Mechaya Mesim, he brought Rab Zera back to life. So, what does this Gemara mean? So the Ger Rebbe says it means the following: that Rabba represents Simcha. Rabba used to make a joke whenever he gave a shir that the people should be in a good mood to listen to the shir. So he represents Simcha. Rab Zera represents Yira, fear. For it says you're supposed to study the Torah be'ema, be'yira, be'reses v'zeya, all kinds of different words of fear and trepidation when you learn Torah. So the word Zera stands for these four words. Zion is Zeya, that's perspiration. Yud is Yira. Reish is Reses. And Aleph is Ema, fear. So the word Rab Zera represents you're very fearful, awesome when you learn Torah. So Purim is a day where Ava trumps Yira, where it governs over Yira. That's what it means. Rabba Shecht Rab Zera, because Rabba represents Simcha, and Rab Zera represents Yira. So he shechted it. But the next day was Tchiyas HaMeisim, means next day you have to bring the Yira back in your service of Hashem. But one day is Lahuda Maisa Oira V'Simcha, that's more important than Yira. That's how the Ger Rabbi explains it. The simple pshat is, though, he shechted it. So Rav Schlesinger said, it's interesting. Next year, they said, okay, let's party again together on Purim. So Rav Zera said, Lav b'chol yoyim misrachish nisa. Last year it worked at Tchiyas HaMeisim, but I don't know about this year. So Rav Schlesinger said, Rav Schlesinger said, by the way, don't try this, because you might not have the same good result. Right. But this Gemara is a deep Gemara. But what's Negea to our discussion here, the point is like this. When Rab Zera said, let's do it again next year, so Rab Zera didn't say, I don't want to get killed. He didn't say that. He said, I don't know if I'll have Tchiyas HaMeisim. He was ready to get killed. But in other words, they knew that the Avoda of Purim is Tchiya. So if you could guarantee me that I'll come back to life, I'm ready to get killed. But I don't know if you're going to be successful again this year. But he's trying to say that what you see from this Gemara is that the avoda of Purim has to do with Tchiyah. So this explains why do we make a Shechiyanu, a Matanis Lavyonim. And that's what the Rambam, what pasuk did the Rambam bring? Hashem is Lahachiyos Ruach Shvolim, Ulahachiyos Lev Nitkoyim. Hashem himself gives life to these people. He makes sure that they're taken care of, that they do have a Simchas Purim, that they do have a Chakash of Smech like everybody else. He gives life. The whole message of Purim, as Rav Schlesinger brought from the Maral, is Tchiya. So that's why we make a Shechiyanu, and that's why a person who does that, who gives, especially this year, he brought from the Barditchev Rav. The Barditchev Rav says if a person knew, he speaks a great deal about Suda, about Shlachmanis, but when it comes to Matanis Lavyonim, he writes, if a person knew what he does in Shemayim, when he gives to an Ani, first of all, he has a guarantee, the Barditchev said, that he's going to become rich. A Shef for Bracha will open up from Hashem, and he will, whatever he gives to the Ani will come back 10 times more to him. And if a person who did this mitzvah with simcha to help other people, to give them life, to give them a new lease on life, which we explained is the whole definition of Purim and Yom Kippurim. That person, when his neshama comes in the Olam Alyan, the malachim and everyone will greet, here comes the person who was Mechaye, who gave life to Aniyim. And his act doesn't just work in this world. This is the last world it works on. It works through all the worlds that there are, till finally it comes down to our world as well. So the Barditchiver Rav speaks unbelievable about a person who helps other people. And it says, G'daylet stokish mekarevis esagula. So when the geula will come through us giving staka, through when Mashiach comes, again will be Am Nivra Tahalal Ka. There'll be a new, we will, through our acts of kindness, through the tzedakah that we give to the Aniyim, we will be like Hashem. Oylam Chesed Yibane. Hashem's world that he created, it says, was created with Chesed. When we do Chesed, so we compare it, that's where Daimel Ishchina, we're giving life to those people, we will be able to create a new Klal Yisrael as well. Am Nivra Tahalal Ka. And he brought a letter from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says, if a person has a lot of money, then Mitzad HaDin, he has to give it out to Aniyim. But even if a person doesn't have that much money, but he should push himself to give as much as he can. And he said that this year, the Yetzer Hara knows the Rambam, and he knows the Barditchiver Rav, and he's going to tell the person already, don't take it so seriously. He said, this year especially, people have a tendency, they're going to give less because of the economic situation, and we should take these words, we can be compared to Hashem. We should remember the Barditchiver Rav, and we should give less, we should give more, because it's a bigger need this year than in past years. Everybody should have a Freilich and Purim.